Parents marching through Istanbul, chanting, "Hands off our schools, AKP." Similar protests have been held across the country over the ruling AK party's controversial proposals to expand religious education and teach the defunct Ottoman language in schools. But as is usually the case, such protests only seem to harden the resolve of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to introduce the reforms.
Ve bizim şah damarlarımız koparıldı. Ve bunun öğrenilmesi...
There are those who do not want the Ottoman language to be learned and taught. But whether they want it or not, Ottoman will be learned and taught in this country. Our children will be brought up knowing their faith and heritage.
Over the coming months, a pilot scheme of morality classes is expected to start in kindergartens in a number of provincial cities. This has drawn ridicule and condemnation from critics. Political scientist Cengiz Aktar of Istanbul's Süleyman Şah University says these latest proposals are part of a program of wider social engineering with a political objective.
The entire education system is on the verge of being redesigned so to include Muslim ethics, in which there is no equality between men and women, in which women can be only wives, there is no abortion possible, and the Young Turks should be pious, obedient, and voting for the ruling party.
At a school in central Istanbul, the expansion of religious education is dividing parents.
Her türlü gericiliği getirmeye çalışacaklar.
They are taking us back to the past. We want our children to be educated according to the principles of secularism. Until now, it's been that way, and everyone was happy. But everything is being changed.
But this woman welcomes the changes.
I want my child to learn about his religion because we live in a Muslim country. So religion must be part of our education, because it's who we are.
Professor İşdar Gözaydın is an expert on religion at Istanbul's Dorsch University. She's been following the battle between the country's religious and secular elements for decades. She says one of the most important achievements of the ruling AK party has been to end restrictions on religious freedoms for pious Muslims within the country's secular framework. But Gözaydın warns that the latest education reforms are part of a worrying trend in which the government is using all state institutions to impose its religious beliefs on the wider society.
There has been debates on having younger generations to be with more religiosity, spoken by Erdogan, the Presidency of Religious Affairs, being more active in, for example, hospitals, women's shelters, in other parts of children, etc. So apparently there is a more conservative society is being tried to be constructed. However, as much as freedom of religion, there's got to be freedom from religion. And I believe that in this period, freedom from religion is not much respected at all.
The sound of protest will no doubt continue to be heard on the streets of Turkey. The government is insisting it will not back down from introducing its controversial reforms. The battle for the minds of the country's youth has just begun. Doreen Jones, DW, Istanbul.